father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Third party meteorologist from KDK Television, Ray Petlin, who you can see on our live stream, and as well you should. He's a television meteorologist. You should see him. You can see him even on the radio at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and on our KDK Radio YouTube page. Raymond, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I look at you as a former television weather guy, as a colleague, but also as an educator. So we invited you on to kind of clear the air, literally, because more and more people are being duped by fake forecasts on social media.
It's amazing what people, even before AI, what people can create in their home that looks very legitimate. And it's amazing how many people actually fall for it too. And when you share things on social media, it's never the reasonable forecast that gets shared. It's the outlandish ones. And I know you have been seeing some pretty crazy ones yourself.
I told Paul, and Paul, you heard me say, somebody posted, we're going to get 54 inches of snow in this little storm system that's coming, right? That's not true.
Yeah, and okay, so models are tools, and you know this. You look at models, and when you have a weather model, garbage in, garbage out. So sometimes there's something that goes into a model that isn't quite right, and it can reverberate through the algorithm and create these unrealistic systems in the model. We call them storm models, or model storms, where it shows up on the model, but you know in real life that's not going to happen. And back in the days when I was first getting into weather, only meteorologists had the models, and you didn't have everybody else looking at the models. And what we would do is we would see something like that and ignore it, and people wouldn't talk about it. Now everybody has a model, and you see a storm a model, and if you look at that model with the 54 inches a different way, it pumps out 80 inches of snow for the area, and that is absolutely unrealistic, and we don't want people to think that's going to happen. But obviously, somebody is going to share that to try to get social media clout or to get the likes and shares on their page to build their page up and try to monetize it. And that's just the wrong way to go about forecasting.
Well, you know, Ray, this underscores for me the importance of who you follow on social media and checking who you're reading before you buy in.
That's the thing. Trust is huge. If you see an outlandish forecast and you don't know where it's from, you should probably think twice or look twice or try to find more information about it. But when you just see something outlandish and want to share it because it's so crazy, you're essentially a gossip. That's basically what I hear, that this is going to happen.
Oh, and People love to gossip about the weather.
I know.
True.
Oh, you don't know how many times I'm in a grocery store line standing behind people. They say whatever. I'm like, I'm they.
I know. I am they. Thank you. My own mother, God rest her soul, said to me once, they said it's going to snow. I go, Mom, that was me, because she watched me. And she goes, oh, my God, it was you. I said, I'm not all of they, but I'm one of them. And that's true. And also,
I love it.
Ray, when you're out and about being the top dog weather forecaster that you are, people recognize you. And someone said, well, you're like a celebrity. Yeah, like a celebrity. But everybody you run into wants to talk about the weather. And some aren't always that happy. They're like, hey.
Well, people ask, if they ask, are you Ray Patlin? I usually say, if you like the weather. So,
good answer.
I love talking weather. So you can stop and talk anytime, and I'm more than happy to talk about it. And I'd rather you get it from me or somebody you trust and you know that doesn't want to scare you. So just please make sure you're sharing the good information.
You know, Ray, another area where there's model abuse and it gets really out of hand is during hurricane season.
Exactly. So models are run a bunch of different ways. We call that an ensemble. So you have a model run and you have the main model run, and then you run it, you change variables, little variables here and there, because essentially weather models are huge math equations. And when you change one little thing, it could have a big impact somewhere else in that model. So they run these models over and over again, and you know, occasionally one will bring it into a specific location, and somebody will try to jump on that to say, this is where it's going. And it's like, well, that's one possible solution days and days out. And a lot can change over a few days. And think of a weather forecast like a outfielder catching a fly ball. They don't just run out into the middle of the outfield and stick their glove up and the ball falls in. They first run into a general area, then they start fine-tuning where things are going, and then it moves to their hand where it's smaller movements to finally make the final catch or the final forecast. So things get fine-tuned as you get closer and closer to an event. And if somebody's calling for a huge amount of snow more than a week away, you can pretty much count on that not being accurate.
Yes, get it from Ray. I just gave you guys a new slogan that you can use for your promos. Get it from Ray.
I love it. And I'm gonna make people say that at the station.
One other note, and that is, when I used to be out and about, the one thing I got that you will never get is that all the taller you are? True story.
Yeah, I'm sort of an ogre, so most people tell me, wow, you're much taller than I thought, and I just tell them they need a bigger TV.
Ray, thanks for clearing the air with us. We'll see you on KDK TV later.
We'll see you later, guys. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. There he goes, meteorologist Ray Patlin. He's legit.
Absolutely he is. And by the way, this gives me a chance to get on my favorite soapbox about the weather, Larry. PennDOT just posted on my X feed again, and I'll repeat it. Did you know it's illegal to drive in Pennsylvania with snow and ice obstructing your vehicle's front, side, or rear windows? Make sure to clean off your vehicle completely.
And tomorrow you'll see a bunch of people don't listen to that.
True.
Right?
But we're still getting the word out.
Well, thank you. 5 at 5 top stories. Driving the day's news weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Paul, early morning before the show began, the first person I ran into was Adam Crawley from 93.7 The Fan. Adam used to be a beat reporter that followed the Steelers. He's part of the morning team with Doran Dickerson.
Of our co-workers, he knows the Steelers very, very well. He's in the top 2 or 3 when it comes to knowledge about the Steelers.
And I think it's safe to say 90% of what they've been talking about, certainly in the last few weeks, has been about the Steelers. So when I saw him, I go, Adam, what was your reaction when you got the news Coach Tomlin resigned yesterday?
I can't believe it. I really can't. Our midday host, Joe Starkey, yesterday said, I'd give it about a 25-30% chance that Mike Tomlin might walk away. And I thought, while listening to him, what the heck are you talking about? No chance. The way Mike Tomlin came off the field after Tyler Loop missed that field goal against the Ravens, like, I think of him as like a competitor and like a junkie who's addicted to football. And I guess this means he's just going to take a break and then he'll maybe get back into coaching. But I can't believe that it's over. And I think there's a complicated mix of emotions within me, and I think maybe a lot of Steelers fans too. The last decade hasn't been good enough, not by a long shot. You got to win Super Bowls here, and he couldn't even win a playoff game. But that being said, he did win a Super Bowl, and he's never had a losing season. And I think he has been a great ambassador for the game, and I think he's a good guy who has done a lot of great things for this town.
He has a reputation off the field of being very funny. He's intelligent, a family man. His kids are growing up fast. His fabric is tied directly to Pittsburgh. Now, that said, and after getting over the shock, because conversations about the game would have continued, now that's off the map. It's onward. Now, who replaces Mike Tomlin? What happens to Mike? Does he take a year off? Does he want to coach another team? He could. There's eight other job opportunities available today, maybe even more.
That's right, and it's fascinating. The reporting that's out there suggests that he's probably going to take a year off and go to TV, but the Steelers still hold his rights because they didn't fire him. And should he want to get back into coaching, they could trade Mike Tomlin. It happened with Sean Payton not all that long ago. He was the Saints head coach. He leaves. He goes to television, and he gets traded to the Broncos after that for a first and second round pick. I could absolutely see something like that happening. As for where the Steelers turn, they love mid-30s defensive coaches. Mike Tomlin, Bill Cowher, Chuck Knoll all fit that mold. At least that's what I think is going to happen. But who knows? They do this once a generation, Larry. So maybe their game plan has changed on this a smidge.
There are a lot of fans, and I would say majority of the fans, that don't really remember anything else. Just, you know, obviously the younger crowd. Mike Tomlin for 19 season has been that guy. You think he'll do TV? I mean, his wit and humor, but is it too close to leaving an organization to be too critical about others doing their job?
I don't think he'll be all...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That critical. I think he will find a way, like Mike Tomlin always does, to say what needs to be said in an articulate and colorful way. I think he'll be really good at it. We've had split opinions on that, like Mark Caboli. He thinks he's going to be terrible at television. I can't possibly see Mike Tomlin being bad at it. And it wouldn't shock me if NBC kicks the tires and gets him on before the Super Bowl. Like, I could see it happening really quick.
Yeah, I could see a short-term situation. And then, of course, we have the NFL draft coming here. Boy, what a unique insight that would be. But do you think he'll coach again?
I do. He loves it. I always tell the story. I used to be around the team on a day-to-day basis a lot more than I am now with my previous job. And I was at training camp for 6 years, staying in the dorms. And the Steelers one year were flipping, I forget what year it was, from more of a zone team to a man coverage team. And Mike Tomlin's background before he was the defensive coordinator, he's a secondary coach. And he was so hands-on on the field with these guys, teaching them the elements of how he wanted them to play the cover two, how he wanted them to play man coverage. He loves it. He loves the draft process. He loves every bit of this.
Yeah, unlike Bill Cowher stepping down, certainly he had plenty of runway to come back to coaching, maybe thought about it, but started to enjoy his new life doing CBS. So who's going to fill his shoes here? I know you mentioned you anticipate it being some young coach. Any names on the radar?
Well, there's a Shula out there, Chris Shula. He's a defensive coordinator, and he's in his mid-30s. There's a Kubiak. There's always a Kubiak. There's always a Shula.
And a Shanahan.
And a Shanahan. I think they'll go the defensive route, if I'm just taking an educated guess. Jesse Minter, a defensive coordinator, who's also in his mid-30s. Brian Flores, potentially, who was here as a linebackers coach for a year, D.C. in Minnesota, would make some sense. Mike Tomlin was the defensive coordinator in Minnesota before he made his jump to be the head coach. I would bet, well, I'm not going to bet any money, but I would guess if I had to handicap it, one of those three makes a ton of sense.
No shortage of conversation topics for the fan. Adam, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. There's, I don't think, enough time today.
Adam Crawley from 93.7 The Fan. And in between 10 until 2, Marty Griffin takes the air chair. Interesting to get his take on the resignation of Mike Tomlin. We'll talk to Marty in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, Marty's wife, Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, is in studio for our weekly visit with Kidsburg. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Larry.
Just as a fan, what was your reaction yesterday?
Well, in addition to a fan, I do feel a little connection with Mike Tomlin and Kia because we were all at William & Mary at the same time. We didn't know each other. We're not like social friends or any William & Mary clubs or anything. But I don't know. I just have always felt like, you know, we all were there together at this incredible school we loved. And I have gotten to interview them, and they're such wonderful people. I just feel like Pittsburgh has been so blessed to have such a great leader in this town, in Mike Tomlin. I mean, the players always talk about what an inspiring leader he is. And he must be to accomplish what he's done here. Kia as well, just following her career has been really exciting to see what she's done with her fashion label and just a role model, I think, for families in Pittsburgh. So I don't know. I come to it more from that angle than the sports angle, but I just am excited for them in their next chapter.
Well, that's okay. And as you can imagine, the time commitment to be a head coach in the National Football League or an assistant coach, this will give him a chance to breathe, because they would have been right back at it, preparing for the draft. Yeah. I mean, it's 99 days away. That may seem long to us, but in their world, it's year-round, 12 months, and many, many, many hours. So he's got some really talented children. His daughter's a gymnast at Georgia, and apparently she's a really great athlete. So maybe he
can... Like her mom was a gymnast at William & Mary.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So his son's wide receiver, and I think his other son's an entertainer, singer. So, yeah, I wish them all the best. And they will be overall remembered fondly in this town.
Mm-hmm.
And I know any detractors about what goes on the field is one thing. But in terms of being quality people, and I think he's a great coach, and if he wants to, he'll have his pick.
I can imagine. I can imagine a lot of people are talking about that right now.
They're already calling it, believe
I'm sure.
All right, a big night in Pittsburgh. If you love the arts, and I know tomorrow night you're going to see this musical.
Oh, I'm so excited. If you like the movie Wicked or Wicked for Good, you are going to be so excited that the live Broadway musical it's based off of is now opening tonight in Pittsburgh at the Benedum Center downtown. It'll be here for a whole month. And it is one of my favorite musicals and movies as well. It's the backstory of The Wizard of Oz and kind of you get a whole different look at the Glinda the Good Witch and the Wicked Witch of the West. It kind of turns the tables on what you might think. So it's a wonderful story, and there's nothing better, I think, than live theater. You know, the movies were absolutely incredible, but there is something special about a live show. There are so many other great shows this weekend as well because of MLK Day. And so Monday, when a lot of kids are off school, there's some really cool programming at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. First of all, from 1 to 4, they've got a really cool community event, including some youth performances, as well as other performances, choirs, dancing, spoken word. That's going on. It's just pay what you can. And then that night at 7:30, they've got a concert that they do annually. It's called Let Freedom Sing, Celebrating Social Justice in Song. Kiki with Odyssey is going to be there helping with that as well. It's going to be an incredible show. And so really great way, I think, also to remind kids and teach kids about what MLK Day is really all about and what Martin Luther King did for our country.
And Kiki's part of our Odyssey radio team on WAMO. And Kiki's husband is producing your husband's radio show.
That's right.
Now,
I forgot about that. Yeah.
There's always a connection. That's incredible.
Another husband-wife team.
Pretty cool. What else is going on?
Okay, this is the weekend for Winterfest at the Frick. If you haven't been to the Frick property, museum, house, greenhouse, cafe, all of this in a while, or maybe you've never been, this is a great opportunity to go because, first of all, it's free or very low cost for a lot of these things. So it's from 10 to 5 both days this weekend. In addition to being able to go see the art exhibit at the museum, the car and carriage museum, where you get to see how we went from wagons to really cool cars, as well as the Clayton home where the Fricks actually lived and is renovated to look like what it looked like when they lived there. It's only $5 to get in. Normally, it's more than that. So those are all happening. Plus, on top of those regular things, they've got live music, choirs, jazz music. There's going to be live glass blowing, arts and crafts for kids, scavenger hunts. So many fun things going on. Check it out at kidsburg.org under our list of things to do this weekend.
And hard to believe, midway through the school year. Come on.
I know. And, you know, I just sat down with my kids to talk about goals for the new year. And I think it is a good time for parents and kids to kind of assess how are things going? Do we need to do a reset? Do we need to rethink some things? And a lot of that might revolve around sports. And I wanted to highlight a podcast that we did. You can find it on the Odyssey podcast app. You'll see, just look for Kidsburg. We interviewed Travis Snyder, who was a Pirates player. And what's so interesting is Travis has now created a company where he helps kids, parents, coaches with the mental health aspects of sports because he himself dealt with this. In fact, when he was 11 years old, he was in a playoff game playing baseball and he had a panic attack on the mound and had to be removed from the game. This is hitting kids younger and younger, this pressure to be so good, this pressure to by these professional clubs to make money and push kids into sports younger and younger and stronger and stronger. And we've got a really great article on kidsburg.org where you'll also be linked to this New York Times article where it has these studies showing about how overuse injuries and overtraining is leading to burnout among athletes and can even stunt young athletes' personal development and well-being. So it's a good time to kind of think about what is your role as a parent, how are your kids enjoying the sport, and what's the end goal?
Great information, kidsburg.org. And will you stick around with Marty?
Today, I'm not.
What? Did you tell him
that? It's one of those days I have to be in three places at one time.
Okay. Well, thank you as always, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks, Larry.
Christine Sorensen. Catch her on KDK TV.
AccuWeather's Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,